What is adult ADHD? Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is part of neurodiversity and is often related to trouble focusing, increased energy levels, and impulsive actions. ADHD can affect multiple areas of life, including home, work, and school. ADHD begins in childhood, but many adults are not diagnosed until later in life. Adult ADHD symptoms include inattentiveness, difficulty with focus, task completion, and organization, hyperactivity, an overwhelming sense of restlessness, excessive movement, and difficulty engaging in quiet, calm activities, impulsivity, a tendency of impulsive behavior, leading to challenges with self-regulation. Many adults with ADHD may find it challenging to keep appointments, manage daily tasks, or complete important projects. Additionally, they may experience a constant need to be active, juggle multiple tasks simultaneously, or partake in impulsive behaviors. How does ADHD manifest in adults? In adults, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder often presents quite differently than it does in children, with symptoms that vary significantly from person to person. For some people, ADHD symptoms can be a constant challenge, while for others, they may only arise in specific situations. Common challenges and strengths associated with ADHD include difficulty concentrating, high levels of creativity, strong problem-solving abilities, challenges with organizing tasks, difficulty retaining information, frequently losing things, impulsiveness, hyper-focusing on specific tasks, thriving in dynamic, fast-paced environments, energetic and enthusiastic, mood swings, fluctuations, restlessness. It's important to note that no two individuals with ADHD are the same. For example, some people may find it easier to concentrate when engaged in activities that interest them, while others might struggle to focus regardless of the circumstances. It's crucial to take a personalized approach to support and ensure that each person's unique needs are fully understood. The rise in adult ADHD diagnoses. The rate of diagnosis for adult ADHD is increasing at a pace of more than 4 times that of children. According to estimates from the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, approximately 5% of children and 3% to 4% of adults in the UK are living with ADHD. A comprehensive study conducted by researchers from University College London, UCL, reviewed the health records of 7 million individuals aged between 3 and 99, using findings from IQVIA Medical Research Data, a UK primary care database. The study, which covered the period from 2000 to 2018, revealed several key findings. A total of 35,877 individuals were diagnosed with ADHD. There was a 20-fold increase in ADHD diagnoses overall. Diagnoses were approximately twice as common in the most deprived areas. Additionally, the research indicated that while ADHD is more frequently diagnosed in children, particularly among boys, the most significant relative increase has been observed in adults. Factors contributing to increased diagnoses. In recent years, adult ADHD diagnosis has been steadily increasing. While the broadening of ADHD diagnostic criteria over time contributes to the rising prevalence, it is not the sole factor. Heightened awareness among neurodiversity advocates, mental health professionals, and the general public is also believed to play a significant role, especially in reaching underrepresented groups and women. Despite this progress, there remain notable disparities in the identification of ADHD within these groups. The consequences of unrecognized and untreated ADHD can be profound, affecting various aspects of a person's social, interpersonal, and professional life. Therefore, thorough evaluation, precise diagnosis, and appropriate support are crucial, as they can significantly improve quality of life. Changes in diagnostic criteria. ADHD was first introduced in the 1968 edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM, under the label, Hyperkinetic Reaction of Childhood. This initial terminology emphasized overactivity and distractibility as the primary characteristics of the disorder. As the DSM evolved, particularly with the release of the DSM-3. In 1980, the focus shifted towards attention deficits, leading to the introduction of the term attention deficit disorder, ADD, which remains widely recognized today. The term ADHD, as we use it now, emerged in 1987. With the DSM-3R, which integrated both inattention and hyperactivity into a single diagnosis. The subsequent edition, the DSM-IV, further refined the classification by dividing ADHD into three subtypes: predominantly inattentive, predominantly hyperactive impulsive, and combined type. The DSM-V, published in 2013, significantly broadened the definition of ADHD. This expansion was particularly impactful given the high correlation between ADHD and autism, allowing a larger group of children who had previously been excluded to be diagnosed. These changes in diagnostic criteria have contributed to the rising prevalence of ADHD, reflecting a more inclusive understanding of ADHD over the years. Enhanced ADHD awareness. Beyond changes in diagnostic criteria, various studies have identified additional factors contributing to the increasing prevalence of ADHD. These include heightened awareness among physicians and the public and improved access to healthcare services. Notably, ADHD has its own Awareness Month, established in October 2004. Further promoting understanding, social media platforms, particularly TikTok and Twitter, have also played a significant role in raising awareness about ADHD, with many people crediting these platforms for helping them recognize their symptoms and seek treatment. However, the internet and social media can also spread misinformation about ADHD. A recent study found that over half of the ADHD-related content on TikTok was misleading, often created by individuals without healthcare backgrounds. In contrast, content produced by healthcare professionals was found to be significantly more accurate and beneficial. Causes of adult ADHD. While the exact cause of ADHD remains unclear, ongoing research continues to explore various contributing factors. There is evidence suggesting that ADHD can run in families, indicating a potential genetic component. Studies have shown that certain genes may influence the likelihood of developing ADHD. Additionally, ADHD is part of neurodiversity, reflecting the natural variation of the human brain. Mass use of social media and technology. Social media has become an integral part of daily life, offering a platform for connection, news, and global awareness. However, the overuse or excessive reliance on these platforms has emerged as a significant issue for many people. As social media continues to grow, it is crucial to distinguish between fact and fiction regarding ADHD and its portrayal online. One of the major concerns with social media is the ease with which people can self-diagnose ADHD. While this may appear harmless, it can be quite risky. Self-diagnosis is often inaccurate and may lead people to pursue unnecessary treatments or medications. Symptoms such as difficulties with sustained attention, concentration, task persistence, impulsivity, and hyperactivity can indeed be indicative of ADHD, but they are also associated with various other conditions. Given the vast amount of information available online, it is essential to rely on credible sources when researching ADHD. Misinformation can easily spread on social media, making it imperative for people to seek reliable information to understand ADHD accurately and make informed decisions about their health. Fast-paced lifestyle. In today's fast-paced environment, many people with ADHD find themselves overwhelmed by the constant influx of stimuli. The rapid flow of information and the expectation for immediate responses can intensify ADHD symptoms, making it increasingly challenging to maintain focus. Information overload. The vast amount of information readily available can be overwhelming. For someone with ADHD, this overload can impact their ability to prioritize tasks. They may find it difficult to filter out details and concentrate on what truly matters to them, which can lead to feelings of frustration and inefficiency. Constant interruptions. Notifications from smartphones, emails, and social media can create a relentless stream of distractions, requiring additional time and mental effort to regain focus on the original task. This cycle of distraction can be particularly challenging for people with ADHD. It's important for people with ADHD to develop effective strategies to manage their well-being, priorities, and responsibilities, significantly improving their quality of life. Environmental factors. It's essential to recognize that environmental factors can significantly impact the experiences of people living with ADHD. Cluttered spaces can be particularly detrimental, as disorganization often leads to distractions, making it challenging to focus on tasks. This lack of structure can heighten feelings of overwhelm and frustration, ultimately impacting productivity and mental well-being. Additionally, chronic stress can lead to heightened anxiety, which may worsen inattention and impulsivity. Environments that are overly stimulating or chaotic can increase feelings of being overwhelmed, making it difficult for individuals to concentrate. What can be done? Fortunately, there are several skills you can learn to help manage your ADHD symptoms effectively. By improving daily habits, recognizing and leveraging your strengths, and developing techniques for better organization and efficiency, you can enhance your well-being and overall productivity. Part of your journey may also involve educating others to foster understanding and support. Implementing self-help strategies for ADHD requires practice, patience, and, perhaps most importantly, a positive attitude. By embracing small changes, you can gain greater control over your life and boost your self-esteem, promoting mental health awareness. Raising awareness about ADHD is crucial for fostering inclusive and accessible environments in schools and workplaces. Despite being common, ADHD is often misunderstood, and prevalent myths can negatively impact people's experiences. One damaging belief is that ADHD does not require support, which can discourage people from seeking help. Each person with ADHD has unique needs, and accessing appropriate support is essential for enhancing their quality of life. While ADHD is part of the neurodiversity spectrum rather than a mental health condition, it remains vital for people to receive the assistance that can help them thrive. ADHD Awareness Month acts as a powerful catalyst for positive change. In a society where misconceptions and biases frequently overshadow the experiences of ADHD adults, this dedicated month aims to reshape attitudes and enhance understanding. It provides an opportunity to challenge long-standing myths and highlight the realities of living with ADHD. It is a time to dismantle the barriers that have hindered progress in understanding ADHD and to pave the way for a more compassionate society. Early identification and intervention. Early diagnosis of ADHD can significantly enhance outcomes and foster a deeper understanding. It allows people to comprehend how ADHD impacts various aspects of their lives and find helpful strategies and support systems. This understanding is crucial as they navigate significant changes during their growth and development. Receiving an early ADHD diagnosis and appropriate support can lead to several positive outcomes, including improved academic performance. Early intervention can help students develop effective learning strategies. Enhanced social skills. Understanding ADHD can improve interactions and relationships with peers. Better understanding. People gain insight into ADHD, which can aid in self-advocacy. Increased self-esteem. With support and treatment, people often feel more confident in their abilities. Recognizing ADHD early on is vital for implementing strategies that can help manage symptoms effectively throughout life. Adults diagnosed with ADHD frequently realize they have spent considerable time trying to conform to societal expectations, which can be challenging. However, intervention at any stage in life empowers people with ADHD to learn coping strategies and make personalized adjustments to their routines, whether in school or at work, ultimately facilitating long-term ease and success. Access to resources and support. To effectively support people with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, a range of approaches can be utilized. Engaging with healthcare professionals can provide essential guidance and assistance, and implementing accommodations in schools and workplaces is vital to optimize the environment and cater to specific needs, enabling people to thrive. Management strategies, such as reminders, calendars, and planners, can significantly enhance organizational and time management skills. Therapeutic interventions, including psychotherapy and cognitive behavioral therapy, can equip people with valuable coping mechanisms, emotional regulation techniques, and improved executive functioning abilities. When prescribed and monitored by healthcare professionals, ADHD medications can be an effective component of a comprehensive treatment plan to manage ADHD symptoms. Additionally, focusing on the strengths and talents of people with ADHD can boost confidence and motivation, emphasizing their unique abilities and skills. Unique Community Services calls for increased awareness of adult ADHD. At Unique Community Services, we deeply value the people we serve, and our company culture significantly influences how we think, act, and interact with those in our care. Our dedicated teams of skilled and compassionate support workers provide the empathy and understanding everyone deserves. We embrace people as they are, and through our personalized support, we empower them to become more independent. Our approach to supporting children and adults with ADHD is rooted in collaboration and consistency. We tailor our support to meet each person's unique needs and aspirations and foster an environment where people can thrive. If you would like more information about our services, please feel free to contact us.